What's up, guys? This is the super.
Sorry.
This is so hard to do in one take.
I can try the intro.
Yeah, you do the intro. I'm not good at the intro.
Welcome to the. We're keeping that in.
Press start.
What's up, guys? This is the Super Nerd Friends podcast, the show where me and my twin brother Sam do different things every time. We don't really have a formula yet.
We're professional.
So today we're doing a little competition. We've each made top 10 movie lists of our top 10 personal favorite movies. The competition comes in because I made a list of what I think his list will be, and he made a list of what he thinks my list will be. Every time the list matches up, that's a point. So whoever has a point, the most points at the end wins.
And these rules are being made up as we go.
Yeah, that's true. I expect, honestly, Sam, to get at least 9 out of 10 of yours. That's how confident I am.
9 out of 10?
Yeah.
No, there's not a chance. I think I'll get half of yours because I kind of did it where... because we only get 10 picks as what we're guessing. I basically have 2 for each pick, so there's no way I'm not going to get at least half.
I think that our lists will probably be similar, and that's why I think I'm going to get most of them right. But the other ones that wouldn't be on my list, I just know you too well. I really doubt they wouldn't be on your list. So
I don't think you're going to do as well as you think.
Okay, number 10. This is going to be a curveball. I don't think you're going to have guessed this one. Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Oh my gosh. I literally can't believe
You didn't think of that for a second?
No, I had that because I had like 25 movies I was deciding over, and I did have that because I was going to put it because it's iconic. And we're probably the only two people on the planet who actually think that that's the good one.
Like, objectively, out of the 3 Indiana Jones, it's probably not the best one.
That's not the
point. But, I mean, it's still good. So the reason me and Sam love this movie, apparently not him because I don't expect it to be on his list. I guess we'll see. We used to watch it with our papaw, which is what Tennesseans call their grandparents, by the way, their grandfather. So, yeah, it's just very nostalgic for me, at least. Moving on, number 9. This movie is on here out of principle. I really do like it, but it just had to be on here. And it's Star Wars Episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back.
Yep, I knew you
That's
were
a point?
Yeah, I knew you
oh
were
Oh my gosh.
Because
how did you know?
Because I know it's not your favorite Star Wars, but I know you, and I know you weren't going to make a list that didn't have it.
I think Revenge of the Sith is the best Star Wars movie, but you can't pick your top 10 and not put Empire. You just can't. So
yeah, I mean,
I had to do it.
I knew you were going to do that. So that's a point. Right now, I'm winning.
Let me go before you start winning.
I mean,
if
you're unable to continue, that's a forfeit.
Number 8, there's no way you didn't get right. Number 8 is Kung Fu Panda 1.
Kung Fu Panda 1?
1. Number 8. Which, by the way, for the people at home, you might have totally different tastes in movies than us, but as twin boys growing up in the early 2000s, Kung Fu Panda was the stuff, and it has stayed with us for our whole life.
Okay, hold on.
Action is surprisingly good for an animated movie about a kung fu fighting panda. That's
yeah,
all I'm gonna say.
It's an incredible movie. I have Kung Fu Panda on here, but it says Kung Fu Panda. It doesn't say Kung Fu Panda 2 in my list. I don't remember. I'm pretty sure I meant for that to be Kung Fu Panda 2, but I didn't put the 2. That's gotta count.
What did you mean? You need to tell me what you mean.
Well, it doesn't really matter what I meant. But it says this. Did you type out Kung Fu Panda?
Yes. I typed out the exact title of the movie to avoid confusion.
Now, I know this might seem like a little bit of cheating, but technically I got that one. I thought it was going to be Kung Fu Panda 2. That's what I meant.
But listen, because let's just say, hypothetically, if Kung Fu Panda 2 is later on the list, then what? You have to pick which one
both.
That is. No, you have to pick because that can't count as 2 slots.
Fine. I meant Kung Fu Panda 2.
Okay, then you did not get this one right.
Yeah, but well, now I know it's going to be later on the list.
You still have 1 point, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to do number 7. TMNT 2007, the animated Ninja Turtles movie from 2007.
That's your number 7?
That's number 7. Once again, that's just a side effect of growing up in the early 2000s.
Because
most people probably don't even know what that movie is.
I don't have that on your list at all. Because I didn't think you were going to go for the animated movies. Like, I knew you were going to do Kung Fu Panda. Because, you know, Kung Fu Panda is incredible. But I didn't think you would I didn't think you would pick that over certain other ones. But yeah, I mean, so I didn't get a point on that either.
Listen, the 9 and 10 spots for me were so hard. Like, there were so many movies just floating. Like, Empire and Temple of Doom could have been flip-flop for so many other things. Like,
really?
For real, but...
So I have one.
Yeah.
And you've done four?
Yeah, but you're going to get the rest.
Okay, yeah.
For sure. Okay, so... Well, actually, number six, I don't know. Number six is Guardians of the Galaxy 1.
Yep, I got that one.
No way.
I knew it, because I know you always are talking about, like, this is the perfect movie every time we watch it.
I think objectively it might be the best movie ever. Like, I know that's a bold claim for a Marvel movie that's not even, like, they weren't even A-list characters when it came out, but it's just one of, like, James Gunn is a genius.
I mean, yeah, it's a great movie. It's one of those movies where the soundtrack is just as great as the movie itself.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, that's true for me.
I wonder if that's going to be on your list.
So you have, now that I think so that was it. Your, that's five you've done now. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
And you have 2 points?
Yes.
Oh, man.
I'm not doing as good as I thought, although I'm expecting...
You're going to get the... I don't know. Let's see. Okay, number five. I don't know if you're going to get this one, but it's Avengers Infinity War. I don't know if you were expecting that
one. Yeah, of course I got that one.
You did?
Yeah.
What? Well, I know that you...
You have it on number five?
Oh, wait. I was under the, yeah, mine's, it's number five, but I was under the impression that you were underwhelmed by Infinity War, but I think that's not Infinity War.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, you like Infinity War, don't
you? Yeah, no, crap. I love Infinity War.
Oh, no. I should have known. I should have put that on my other list. Oh, no.
Boy, Dave. You're not doing good. That's
Oh, crap. If I could change one thing.
I've got half the points so far because you've done six. I have 3 points.
Okay.
Now I know I'm going to get the rest.
You're definitely going to get the rest. Okay, so number four, once again, Kung Fu Panda 2, which is a point.
No.
Right? Yeah, because didn't take the point on the other one. I bet for most people it just sounds criminal to put two Kung Fu Panda movies on a top 10 movie list.
So
I mean, listen, if you haven't seen them, don't knock it till you try it. Those movies are great.
Fantastic.
Better than Goodfellas, honestly.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably true. Kung Fu Panda 2 was your number 4?
Yeah.
So I have 4 out of 7.
Yeah, that's and if you don't get the last 3, then I'll probably lose all respect for you. So number 3... Spider-Man 2.
Yeah.
The original.
Got it.
You got that one?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It was hard for me not to have the top 3 spots be the 3 Tobey Maguire Spider-Mans.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they're all perfect. Yeah. I got Spider-Man 2. I'm guessing you're going to have another Spider-Man on here too.
I'm trying to think. I didn't expect you to put all 3 on your list. And now I'm getting worried. I thought I would get 9 out of 10 for you. Okay. Number 2 for me is Captain America Civil War.
Yep, I got that one too.
Oh my gosh. I was going to say. Oh man, so this might be close. What we haven't
So I've got.
If we tie, I don't know what we're going to do to break
1,
it.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What?
Yeah, I've got 6.
You got Empire. Oh man. Okay, well, you ready for my number 1? You already know what it is. Spider-Man 1, 2002. My favorite movie of all time. Spider-Man is the best fictional character ever. No one can tell me anything different. And the story in that movie that teaches selflessness it's a lesson that like everyone should learn.
Now hold on. Save your thoughts on that movie because it may or may not come up again.
Oh man.
Anyway, yeah, I got that one too. I have Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2.
So you have 7.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to beat 7
out
now.
Of 10. So here's what I thought your list was going to be. I put Winter Soldier, Civil War, Kung Fu Panda, which I meant Kung Fu Panda 2, Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 2, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith, Star Wars Empire Strikes Back, Guardians of the Galaxy, Infinity War, and I thought you were going to put Avengers 2012.
What?
Because, well,
I mean, that I love that movie, but top 10?
Yeah,
Kung Fu Panda exists, I don't know. I don't know about that. So you missed...
I'm surprised Avengers wasn't on your list. I'm also surprised Winter Soldier wasn't on your list. What the heck?
I think objectively Winter Soldier is like a fantastic movie, but a lot of nostalgia comes into play when you're talking about your favorites, and that's why...
Yeah.
that just couldn't make the cut.
Yeah, my list is way better than yours.
You missed Temple of Doom, Kung Fu Panda 1. Did you miss TMNT or did you get that one?
No, I missed that one.
So you only missed three. Oh, man.
Yeah, I basically only missed like the bottom three, right?
Yeah, except Empire. Well, almost.
Yeah, except Empire.
That's crazy. I mean, those were the interchangeable ones, so.
Now, all of those movies were contemplated by me. It's not like that's a left field choice. I thought about putting all of those movies, but.
Man.
So, yeah, basically, you already lost.
I was very confident going in. Now, yeah, not so much.
You ready?
Go ahead.
Okay, my number 10 is Avengers Age of Ultron.
Oh, how did I not think of that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I know that's your favorite. Why did I not think of that? Oh, I'm so stupid. Oh my gosh, I am so stupid.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know, Sam has made it very clear to me for the past 6 years that Age of Ultron is one of his favorite movies. I cannot believe that I didn't think of that. I am so stupid. Okay. Well,
I was surprised.
Why did I not think
I didn't
that?
Think that was going to be on your top 10, but I thought you were going to... I don't know. I thought you would have had that one for sure. I assumed you at least struggled with that one, but apparently you forgot about it completely.
I'm so depressed right now. Okay. Go to number 9.
My number 9 is Kung Fu Panda 2.
Okay, that's a point for me.
Seriously?
Yeah.
I didn't think you would think that I would think that it's on there.
I know that I think there's going to be some like weird movies on your list, but Kung Fu Panda 2 I knew was going to be on there, so.
Is Age of Ultron what you mean by weird movies?
No.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm super into like comic book movies and stuff and like blockbusters, and you're more into actually like the movies that are nominated for Oscars and stuff. I feel like some of those are going to be on your list, but they would never be on my list.
Let's see. Number 8 is Infinity War.
What?
You're so stupid.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, I love Infinity War.
Is your list going to be exactly the same as mine? Oh my gosh. I mean, I had it in my mind for some reason that you thought that movie was underwhelming. I don't know why. Now that I think about it, because that's not true. So, dang it.
You're 1-3 right now.
No, you've only gone over 2 movies, right? Oh, 3. Okay, come from Panda. So, I have 1 point. Okay.
Number 7 is Winter Soldier.
I got that one. That's 2 points. Oh, I thought Winter Soldier was... I had 8 movies listed, and Winter Soldier is number 10. So
you thought Winter Soldier was going to be my number 10?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I love Winter Soldier.
I mean...
It's got the best action of any movie ever, basically.
Civil War.
Kung Fu Panda 2, I guess, but...
Gosh dang it, man. Looking back, the fact that I didn't put Age of Ultron is going to kill me. I'm going to lose by 1 point, and that's going to kill me. Just wait.
Yeah.
Go on.
My number 6. Now, this one frustrated me because I technically didn't get a point because I didn't guess that you would guess it, but it is the same. Number 6 is TMNT. For me.
Yeah, that's a point. I guessed that one.
Because I didn't think you would put that in the top 10.
I have 3 points. If I get the rest, I win.
Oh, so you can't miss again.
If I miss one, we tie.
Oh, gosh. Okay, number 5 is Hamilton.
That doesn't count.
Yes, it
does.
That's
a Broadway. Listen.
No, that's on there.
I contemplated putting that on my top 10 because of the Disney Plus Hamilton.
Yeah. I'm talking about the Disney Plus Hamilton movie.
It doesn't count.
Yes, it does.
If it can't be nominated at the Oscars, it doesn't count as a movie. And that film was not allowed at the Oscars.
What are you talking about?
I mean, that was the way that I viewed it.
Okay, well, it's on my list and it's staying there.
That's not fair. We're going to need a referee or something.
Okay, listen.
Obviously, I would have put Hamilton if I thought I could.
You would have put it in your top 10?
Yes. I'll take
the
L.
It's the Hamilton movie.
I don't think it is a movie, but I'll take the L. Let's move on, because no. I can still tie.
Oh, man. I don't want you to have an excuse.
No, keep going.
Well, whatever. Okay. Number 4. I think you got this one, but you're still going to be mad that it's on here. Number 4 is Frozen.
Yes, I got Frozen. Yes. Dude, now, I would have never thought Frozen, except I overheard him talking about it today, and I was like, you know what?
I nearly put both Frozens on here, but I had to pick one. But it's the music is so good.
I think Frozen has great animation and great music, but if anyone can look at me and tell me that the plot makes sense, then they are lying, because the plot of Frozen makes zero sense.
The plot of Frozen 1 and kind of Frozen 2, they don't make sense, but spoilers for Frozen, by the way. I have never been more surprised in my life. Now, halfway because there was no setup for it, but when it turned out that Hans was evil, I literally didn't see it coming. It's the best a movie plot twist has ever got me.
The best movie plot twist other than I Am Your Father is being given to Frozen.
Listen.
When Hans tries to kill
her. They're kind of on the same level.
I'm so mad that
I can't believe Revenge of the Sith wasn't on yours. My number three is Revenge of the Sith.
What? Oh, I'm going to lose. Dang. Oh, no.
How did you not? What are you doing?
Okay, wait. Keep going. You just spoiled it. Keep going. What's the next one?
Number two is Captain America Civil War.
Yeah, I got that one.
Wait, why are we rushing?
I have four. Well, no, we're not rushing. I'm just saying.
No, wait, what do you mean you have four?
I have 4 points.
Okay, how?
Oh, wait, then Civil War, so I have five.
You have five, and there's one more left. So you can only get six if you get number one. So you're going to be 1 point behind no matter what,
and I'm going to blame it. Dude, it's going to be...
It's not Hamilton.
No, but I said Age of Ultron is what's going to kill me because I was so stupid, and I could have tied. I cannot believe your list. Let me guess what number one is. What? I think number one is between three things. I think it's either Spider-Man 1, Spider-Man 3, or, and this was the wild card, Django Unchained.
What?
So, because you've always talked to me about how it might be the best movie ever made.
It's a sensational movie, but it like, because you keep saying objectively, sure, that's a fantastic, incredible movie, but my top 10? Like, oh, man. Listen. If we were putting objective, obviously Kung Fu Panda 2 would win. Because everyone knows, in every way, shape, and form, it's the greatest movie ever made. It's a cinematic masterpiece. And then Django Unchained would be just under it, because they're basically even.
Oh my gosh, I can't... Okay, what's number one?
You said Django.
I don't know how
it's
to say it.
We
it's
gotta,
Django?
I've
never... Okay.
We gotta watch it together. Anyway... I literally cannot believe you didn't put Revenge of the Sith. That I'm kind of mad at you.
I'm sorry.
Number two was Civil War, obviously.
Right, so I have five.
Now, Civil War could have been my number one very easily.
Yeah.
Because Civil War
was also my number two.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, Civil War for me has always been... It's the only movie I went into with high expectations, and then my expectations were shattered. Like, I even went in...
I agree with that.
...expecting it to be great, and then it was the best movie ever. Yeah. Other than number one, which is Spider-Man 1, obviously.
Oh! I put Spider-Man 3 as your number one.
Dude, I know. And I... listen, here's the thing.
Oh my gosh!
You know I love Spider-Man 3, but...
Spider-Man, I only got five.
Spider-Man 1 is the best comic book movie ever, for sure.
I agree, but that's why Spider-Man... we have the same number 2 and number 1.
Yeah, and then...
What's your number 4?
Frozen.
Oh my gosh. What was
your, okay, no, say tell me...
List.
Tell me.
Say your list, and then I'll say what I thought it was.
I had Age of Ultron, Kung Fu Panda 2, Infinity War, Winter Soldier, TMNT, Hamilton, Frozen, Revenge of the Sith, Civil War, and Spider-Man 1.
That is a sickening list. Okay.
Why?
There's just a few that should not be on there.
I can't believe how little animated movies you had. I have 3 animated movies, 4... No, wait.
1 Broadway play.
Shut up. I have 4 MCU movies and 5 Marvel movies, and then I have Hamilton.
Here's what I
thought
it was. I
nearly put In the Heights on here.
Now I'm going to be embarrassed because my list is not even close.
Oh, dang.
I thought I was at least going to get... I thought I was going to get like 9 out of 10. Okay.
Yeah, you say
in no
first
particular
then...
order, this is what I thought Sam's list was going to be. The Godfather, Part 1. Goodfellas. Captain America Civil War. Spider-Man. Wait. Spider-Man 1 is on here. Wait, what?
Oh my god.
Wait. So I got 6. Hold on. Spider-Man 1, Frozen, Django Unchained, TMNT, Kung Fu Panda 2, Spider-Man 3, and Winter Soldier. I had to have claimed one that I didn't actually put. Okay, so I got 6. Yeah,
so
I got 6.
So you lost by 1, so it was...
It was Age of Ultron! Oh my gosh!
You're so stupid!
Dude, there is no reason why I should not have put Age of Ultron. Trust me, I know that that's one of his favorite movies. I am so stupid.
I kept saying there's going to be one that we're going to hear and we're going to feel stupid. Your list was... The crazy one for me was Temple of Doom, because I had that as one of my options, but I didn't think that would even be one of your options.
It's just pure nostalgia. I mean, with the Lego game and stuff, like, it's just pure nostalgia. Okay, so you won, which... is bull, because not only did you put Hamilton, which isn't a movie.
That is a movie.
And I should have put Age of Ultron. I'm just so stupid.
So it was 7-6.
Oh my gosh.
Obviously I won because I'm a genius.
This sucks. I'm so mad that I didn't win. Okay.
Well, you know what that means. Bring in the bear!
Wait, what?